right to sell or give that item away. When you infringe upon that, such as this bill, it is clear that you are taking away that right of ownership. This business definition, which is what I just read to you, also discusses that possession is not necessarily confer ownership because it does not automatically transfer title. When you attack ownership in such a way as this does, you are then in such a way providing a little rock in the lake of further bills to come that would continue to eat away at our rights and would cause even the government to possibly be able to say that they actually have title over your property, in this case, your weapons. Can I remind you that the purpose of the Second Amendment was not for hunting? It was not even necessarily for personal self-defense, although that is important. It was to resist the tyranny of government. Having government... having government regulate that Second Amendment, or even pass laws that would somehow keep a list of who owns guns or any of those kind of things, is an exercise in complete insanity. Because you are saying, you have the right to resist us, and we're going to tell you just how you can do that. It's crazy. I looked at this document, and, you know, it was cute. I'm not sure I agree with all the facts on it. Some of them are. But the point is that it is absolutely irrelevant, because the information that I just gave you about our Second Amendment, what those words mean, prevent this very thing from happening. And yet it was done. It was an act of tyranny. Again, it's the first step in a long line of further bills. By passing this amendment, this resolution, we're not just talking about this state bill. We're talking about all the future bills that are to come that would infringe upon this. It's not about this one issue. It doesn't matter if most people support background checks. It doesn't matter. If we get into things like red flags rules and some of these things, by not passing this resolution, you're going to put every one of these officers that have so graciously come and kept the peace here today, their lives at risk. Our sheriff and his deputies already stated that they're going to abide by their oath. Our city police chief has already stated that he wishes for his officers to abide by their oath. It is up to us to let them know that we expect them to abide by that oath and we will support them. I cannot join with the other pastors who just made a statement that they should not do that. I do not think that it's wrong to stand up for what it's right. I do not think it is wrong to say in this resolution that we will keep to the Constitution. You're not overriding the Constitution by saying you're going to abide by it. In fact, you're upholding it. And so as a pastor in this city, my final act is to formally call upon this community to please pray for all of our officers, especially our state police, who are not going to have a choice in this matter by what we decide here today. But we can help our city police, and we can let our county sheriffs know that we support them. And so I ask you to pray for these officers in the line of their duties and the fact that they protect us each and every day by risking their own lives. Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Christina Mann.
Please sign in.
Okay. I have a kind of unique viewpoint. I was born and raised in California, and I was able to work here in 2007-2008, so when I retired, I determined that this is the place I wanted to live. I love the people. I love our freedom and land of the free and home of the brave. This truly is New Mexico, Carlsbad, New Mexico, the land of the free and the home of the brave. But like I said, I do have a unique viewpoint. California long ago established sanctuary cities. And as a counterpoint to the reverend that spoke, the sanctuary cities in California mean they're sanctuaries for illegal aliens. So it was with some trepidation that, I hear of Second Amendment, and key is Second Amendment, sanctuary. But I am a big game hunter for the past 47 years. And I've